It's on the morning show today from WRCO. We have Chris Gerber, who's in to talk about the Alzheimer's Association Summer Celebration. Pam Kohlberg, Dementia Care Specialist with ADRC of Eagle Country, in to join us as well with an update. Chris, you've got a big event coming up here a week from tonight, right?
I do, and it's a surprise event even for me. I'm part of a committee that, a board committee, whatever you want to call it. Four of us get together, Green Bay, Milwaukee, Madison. I was very shocked that the Alzheimer's Association said, Chris, we want to have one in your area because of my event in November. So September 2nd at the Phoenix Center from 5 to 8:30, it's an end of summer celebration, however you want to look at it. Nobody likes to celebrate end of summer, so it's more just an Alzheimer's celebration thing to kind of get together. Not looking at donate. I want to say thank you to those that have been part of my November event. And just thank everybody for that. But also, if you are a caregiver or anybody that you think is suffering, bring them down. We'll have Pam there. We'll have the ADRC there. Where Alzheimer's Association is going to be there. So you'll be able to get some of your questions answered. Where can I go next? What options do I have as caregivers? Caregiver health to me is very important. Caregiver health due to the fact, and we were talking about it just a little bit ago with Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton was a caregiver for her husband, and she let things slack a little bit on her own health, which you find with a lot of caregivers these days. They tend to, if they're caregiving, they ignore their signs that they're seeing pain, whatever it means. It's just, well, I'm tired. I'm getting through it. I was a caregiver for almost 2 years, driving back from Hudson and, you know, 600 miles in a week and whatever it may be. And it wears on you after a long time. And then after everything passes, it doesn't pass. It stays there. And did I do the right thing? Did I do everything I could? So I'm inviting everybody down to the Phoenix Center September 2nd. There are going to be some big names there. There'll be some celebrities. Phil Nee, Hank Bray, Tony Kurtz.
Don't scare people away now. Come on.
Well, and that's where you bring up, that's one thing that does scare me with the environment we're in these days is when I say Tony Kurtz is going to be there, is people are going to say, oh, well, then we don't want to come. If the Republican, you know, this isn't an event that is politics. This doesn't care if you're rich, poor. This disease cares less about if you're rich, poor, right, left, LGBTQ, whatever. That doesn't matter. This disease doesn't give that option. And it is one of the worst diseases I've ever seen somebody go through with my mom. And so I was honored to take this on. Donnie Razick's going to be there. Donnie's music is going to be there. I love Donnie. I like his music. He's really good. And for him to be self-taught, I never knew that about him. He self-taught all of his stuff that he does, which is amazing. So he'll be there. And then we'll have a pizza buffet as well. So come on down. And then get your questions answered. This really is an Alzheimer's event. So come down and get your questions answered. Find out where you can go next. What should happen. So, yeah, at the Phoenix Center on September 2nd.
We'll have information about your November event as well.
That's coming fast. I started this 2 years ago, and I never thought I'd be to the third event. But I am, and I'm full. I've added more teams even this year.
Wow.
I've got 24 teams this year, so I'm running two shifts instead of just one. My wife is ecstatic about that. it's overly happiness, I think, is what it is. You've had your wife experience some of that happiness in her life, I'm sure.
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah, you know, your hobby causes that. This is just a hobby. But yeah, November 7th, we'll be at the Phoenix Center as well. 24 teams. I've got 24 lane sponsors already. I've got 17 silent auction things, I think, already, and a dozen bowling balls for bowling ball raffles. So, yeah, it's going to be a big event again this year. My goal is 10,000 again this year. I raised just shy of that last year. I missed it by $400 or something. But that's why they now brought this to September 2nd.
Good deal. Pam Kohlberg is here as well. Pam, what's new with you?
Well, I just want to say I really appreciate that Chris is bringing the Alzheimer's Association out. I know a lot of people used to love when we had the walks. That was through the Alzheimer's Alliance. And they're, you know, now we got the Alzheimer's Association. I don't know if Chris knows how much I deal with them, because the Alzheimer's Association's website includes, like, what to do after you first get a diagnosis. But it also has a lot to do with brain health and, you know, how can you sort of work towards prevention if you think you have it in your family. They're also, they've worked with local people who maybe felt like memory care wasn't exactly what it could be, and they worked on getting the politicians to put a line on defining more and making sure that staff are trained when they are working in memory care. So this is an organization that has brought, like, a lot of money to the table in terms of research. Folks know, because we've talked about on the radio, about the blood test that looks at the amount of amyloid, which is the twisted protein that causes the disease Alzheimer's. But now we know the Alzheimer's Association will point out there's over 100 kinds of dementia, right? There's lots of ways your brain can get affected. And so we know there's other kinds of dementia, right? Lewy body, frontal temporal, all kinds of stuff. You can hear it, you know, with the different celebrities having diseases. And so we really want to support this organization. They're like every organization. They're stretched a little thin. Their outreach person, you know, covers a lot of counties. But if we can get them to come here and see, you know, I think of this as a county that likes to come out, that has volunteers, that, you know, wants to see work go towards that that effort of getting money to kind of deal with treatment for dementia, right? We have some treatments now, you know, through Leqembi and other injectable stuff. So there's a lot happening in this field. I don't know if everybody knows. I've been doing this for like 9 years, since 2017. I worked a lot of different counties. But I will tell you, in the last year or two, it's booming what's happening in terms of treatment and research. I mean, they're finding out that, you know, your gut bacteria affects your brain, that there's all kinds of ways that we can look at how the brain operates, and we're still discovering new things, you know. So I think if people can come out and support the Alzheimer's Association, as well as Chris, who does a phenomenal job getting the word out, you know, raising the money, I don't think there could be a better organization. I don't know if Chris knows, but I know somebody's coming there that day to do a donation.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, that they appreciate the service that the ADRC does and the Dementia Care Specialist Program, and so they want to make sure that it goes to an organization that's really important. So a lot going on at this event, which I feel like is almost as big as the event coming in November, too.
Well, and you're starting to see, I'm glad you brought up the other people that are starting to get it. It's not labeled just as dementia, Alzheimer's anymore. You look at Ronnie Lott. Ronnie Lott, probably one of the best defensive players in the NFL ever, has now come out and says he has dementia, and it's from taking all the hits to the head, which is what the doctors are saying. So that brings me to domestic abuse part of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that is a huge player into dementia and Alzheimer's because of the amount of hits to the head. So football, you're starting to see DTE and all of that kind of stuff that is playing effects into dementia. And that's why I think sometimes you watch and people say, well, why did that football guy retire at 35? Well, he might have been starting to see signs already. You got to remember, this isn't like, per se, high school. These guys are professional athletes, and they're running fast, and they're getting hit hard. And your brain just is not meant for that kind of contact. And so when we start seeing Bruce Willis, when he got involved, and then we saw what happened with Robin Williams, it takes those kind of Morgan Freeman. We're starting to see big names that are coming out with this. I think, you know, the Duck Dynasty group, both parents. You're starting to see more and more money being pushed to it because that's what it takes to bring attention to it. So whatever I can bring attention to it and hopefully help a little bit, Alicia and them out in Milwaukee with the Alzheimer's Association, they are absolutely swamped, and Pam summed it up very well, with very limited resources. I think statewide this year was $145,000 that small groups raised, somewhere in there. So my $15,000 that I personally don't think it's that big. It's not a big accomplishment in a way. I'd love to make more. But I also don't want to get so big that it overtakes that. I want to make sure people know and understand the reason why we do it. None of us want to see our parents go through it or have somebody have to. And now we're starting to see younger and younger. Unfortunately, with my stroke, I move up the ladder in possibilities of getting dementia, Alzheimer's stuff because I have a brain damage. I had damage before, Phil. Don't worry. My mom said that many times when I was younger, too, that I did have brain damage. But no, it's part of that, that when your brain health is not right, things happen, too. So,
Pam, I was going to mention, too, we've done a lot of broadcasts this month for cancer, you know, with Grace and everything. And we always say it's hard to not, I mean, everybody knows somebody who's been affected by cancer anymore. It's almost like that with Alzheimer's, isn't it?
Right. So when I started the job 9 years ago, our job was to raise awareness and reduce the stigma. There is no raising awareness anymore. All the legislators are aware of it when we go and do Advocacy Day. I haven't met a person who hasn't been affected. What's interesting, I'm seeing a trend with my classes. People want to come who are friends and neighbors. These aren't just direct caregivers or somebody married to someone with dementia now. These are friends and neighbors say, I have so many friends with a various form of dementia that I want to learn more about how to, because we know how you respond to someone with dementia because their brain is perceiving the world slightly differently than it did before. I want to support them. You know, we're a county that have a lot of older people, but this disease is now seeing younger and younger people, right? We're seeing more different kinds. It's not an old person disease anymore. There's Huntington's, which affects families pretty dramatically. There's trauma, right? Like Chris brought up, that we know that trauma rewires the brain. So if people have childhood trauma, their brains have been rewired differently. It's why they may struggle in other ways. We're really seeing the impact of that. You know, people who have been veterans, right? They've had a lot of trauma. I think that people are realizing this isn't just that old person disease, and it's not just Alzheimer's. It is like cancer, because cancer affects different parts of the body, so does dementia. If you have it in the part of your body that has to do with reasoning or planning, that's going to affect you differently than if the damage is in the part of the body that affects walking and movement. And so all those different diseases, when you hear different names, and you're like, well, I thought Alzheimer's was dementia. Well, dementia is like cancer. It affects so many different areas of the brain that it can make people affect. So not everybody has a memory issue. Dementia is not just a memory issue. It is, it means that your brain has been affected in a way that affects. But the other change that I have seen is that there's more of a direction towards giving voice to the people who actually have the disease. Just like in cancer, we have our ambassadors, and you see them on the front page of the Observer talking about their journey with this. Well, there's hope and light in the journey with dementia. That's what we call our conference, is that people with dementia can now be allowed to speak for themselves and talk about, how do I want to have quality of life? So I got this disease. It's fear bummer, right? Just like cancer. But how am I going to go forward with this? Can I have my community, my job still embrace that I still might be able to do some work? There's a lot of people that are working that may have a form of early dementia, right? There are people, employers need to be aware that they can make adaptions, just like any other disability, that they have to make adaptions for in the workplace. How can people still be engaged in their community, right? And so we want the people with dementia to realize that our community supports how they're going to go through the journey, how they're going to have quality of life. And that's what I love about the Alzheimer's Association, is they really pick up on you know, what's the next area that we need to focus on? And right now it's working with employers, right? For how do you accommodate to somebody who might have a form of dementia, but is still able to work, right? Because there's other parts of your brain still work.
And we need workers.
Yeah, we need workers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What about Harmony and Hope Choir? How's that going?
So one of the quality of life things you can do in your community is that we want people to realize that the community supports them. So I don't know about you. I'm not great at singing, but I do love
Have you heard that on the radio?
Yes, they are. No, I was going to ask him to sing, no. But I don't know if that's...
Hank,
you know,
and Phil are not good.
Okay,
not
all
good
right.
At
right.
All.
So I was hoping, Chris, that you would sing.
Definitely,
for me.
I'm in with them.
Okay, oh. Right.
I can play the spoons.
Okay, there you go.
We would be the Less Hope Choir.
Right.
Well, I don't sing either. So I've been, as you know, because I've talked about this before, I got a grant to make what's called a Giving Voice Choir, because we want to make an environment that's welcoming to everybody, whether they can sing or not. So the idea is that I have people show this flyer and they go, well, I don't have dementia and I can't sing, so I'm not coming. And I think, I don't have dementia and I can't sing, but I will sit around if somebody's strumming a guitar and sing, you know, the Rainbow Connection or whatever. And that's what happened last week. We had an open house at the Grace Community Church, so folks could learn about the choir. And all I can tell you is we need more people, because the four of us, some people are really good and some of us ain't so good. So we need some more singers, and that is a big plug, to start coming. And this, what we're going to do is have practices on Thursday mornings from 10 to 11:30. It starts September 17th. It runs all the way through to December. And then December 6th, which is a Sunday, we'll be at the community church having our concert, and it's going to be great. Everybody's going to wear purple, right? Because purple's the color of dementia.
Yep, that's awesome.
And so we'll be singing, and some of the songs we'll be singing, so you can practice, Phil, while you're getting ready, is The Sound of Music, appropriate. I love this one. We're doing The Monkees, Daydream Believer.
Oh, that's a nice song. Sure.
Accentuate the Positive, right? Sarah, that's a really memorable song you can sing over. The Rainbow Connection, good old Kermit. You've Got a Friend in Me, right, Randy Newman, and Stand By Me. So
Phil knows all those very well.
I do.
Yeah, and you could join us. So we're going to, the idea here is to have fun. And I think that's what people don't realize is, I can't sing, but I can hum along. And we have this great musical director. Her name is Aubrey. She's out of Lancaster. She's going to come and lead it. She plays guitar. We have Mary Ewing playing piano. We have Christy, who you met before, Christy Thompson, who's been helping us out and get the word out. And so as a group, we're just going to get together and have fun. And so I can't tell you how great community Grace Community Church has been, very welcoming. They have a beautiful space. And so we get to meet every Thursday morning, have some fun, and sing. And the nice thing is, it doesn't matter if you have a poor memory, you know, or if you have issues.
Well, the big thing there is you do not have to have dementia or Alzheimer's to do it. Just get out and sing. And what helps with that is brain health.
Right.
That also helps immensely with just helping with remember and those kind of things. So take it both ways, you know.
Yeah. You're right. Actually, we should call this the Brain Health Choir. That's a good point.
Yeah, it just...
Because we know that, like, with brain health, you need to socialize. They have found that out through the pandemic, that the big number thing is if you sit at home, your disease gets worse. But if you're out talking to people, whether it's phone, whether it's singing.
Well, remind my wife that, Pam, with bowling tournaments, that's socializing.
Okay. That's socializing.
Tell her, social. Remind, tell her that it's very important.
Bowling is brain health. That's what you could call your thing. Bowling for your brain. It's about the same size.
Yeah.
Depending on how you are.
Yeah, no.
Good stuff. You have the words in front of you too in the
yeah,
in the choir,
there's a way. So this Giving Voice organization, anybody can go to givingvoice.org and see that it's a method they've created. They have choirs in Minneapolis, Eau Claire, you know, Madison, Milwaukee. And they finally said, we need these small towns to join us. And so this is their rural initiative. And they have a way of displaying it, and people get to be pairs. So if I can only hum and Chris is going to sing, we'll team up together and sing together. So they have a certain method that they do, and then they just provide a lot of support. This. So if anybody wants to see more about it, there's some wonderful videos of people singing and their story of what it meant for them to have dementia. Christy will also say it's anybody of any condition. She had friends in there that had cancer who felt like that was their joy for the week. And so music produces a lot of joy. We're a pretty fun group, I think, to hang out with. And so that's the idea, is that even though you have a disease and you're struggling, you have a community that cares about you, and you can get together and have some
joy. It's one of those events that you can incorporate Grace in, Alzheimer's with, and dementia, is this harmony of hope, because it is for everybody.
Yeah.
You bet. Those music songs give you just that 2 or 3 minute escape.
Each song, and singing, right? And let me give you the phone number, because you can call the ADRC, but you can also call me directly. And my number, I'm looking for it here to remember, is 608-548-3954. That's my direct number. Also, if people are listening and are just like, you know, I got a new diagnosis, or I'm really curious about, you know, how what I heard from the assessment clinic works out, I meet with people one-to-one and kind of talk them through how can we make sure you have some quality of life. So again, the phone number is 608-548-3954, and join us for the Harmony and Hope Choir.
Very good. And you also have Healthy Living with Mild Cognitive Impairment plans coming up.
So one of the places, and what's interesting in Wisconsin, is that you see how the government supports the university. The university does lots of research. And there's what we call the other ADRC is the Alzheimer's Disease Research Center, internationally known for the things that they have discovered. And so they have something, it's a webinar. You can either meet me in person in Prairie du Chien, or you can ask me about it. You can get signed up to see it on your off your computer. It's a webinar, and it's called What's Next in Alzheimer's Detection and Treatment. And so it's kind of some of the new treatments that are going on, the new areas of research, including inflammation. That's the big one they know, is why people like the football stars and that kind of thing, why they get that inflammation really affects the body. It's a natural response, but it can sometimes lead to disease. And so there's so many more tests that they can do now, like that blood test. They call it Tau 217. It's looking at different, what they call biomarkers, what's going on in the body that people have these struggles. So if you want to know what's next in Alzheimer's detection and treatment, it's Friday, September 11th at 9:30. It is a webinar you can join. There's also places around the state of Wisconsin. We have about 12 of us dementia care specialists that are hosting in person, so you can ask questions after. And
that would be a good time, September 2nd, that they could see you at the bowling alley.
Yes, and then they could find about it. And I'll have this piece of paper that has a QR code, and they could register.
Easy.
There you go. Good timing.
Nice tie-in. We did. Chris, that's good. Absolutely.
Yes. No, yeah.
And as we close the men's shed, you've been really getting some good programs out there.
Right.
And I think one of the things you want to stress is this is not a dementia activity.
No.
Is it 60 and older?
60 and better. Better.
60 and better.
Right. Good, better.
I was actually thinking that here at WRCO, they have a lot of, it's an all-male cast here. And I was thinking you guys could have your own men's shed here.
None of them over 60 yet.
Are they? No. Wait a minute.
I was trying to help.
A woman doesn't ask a man what his age is.
I was trying to help.
That's appropriate.
That's all I was trying to do.
But things that we're having, there's an author coming September 9th. It's every second Wednesday. Gary Jones, he wrote a book all about living on the ridge. I'm really curious to hear about that. Rose Welsh is talking about Medicare enrollment, if you ever had questions about Medicare. John Sumwalt, the pastor that writes that article in the Richmond Observer, he's apparently has a storytelling that he's going to do. And then we also have somebody coming in December, Jeff Kirsten, is talking about scams, things you need
to
know.
That's a huge, that's a huge for any age, by the way. But the men's shed, on my side point of, I look at it and I wish sometimes I was 60 to go to it, because I see the things that they're doing, and what amazes me in the small town of
Lloyd.
I mean, so it's basically Casanova, too, I think, isn't it? Kind of in
careful.
Between.
Phil went to kindergarten there.
First grade.
First grade.
Yeah, it does have a Casanova address, but it is a different town.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, no, it's a great thing. So I think anybody in that wants to have a good meal, too. I've seen the food, because needless to say, that comes at my house. The food is delicious.
Sot Wheels.
Yeah.
Sot Wheels from Cas.
Yeah.
Has the best beef I've ever tasted.
Yeah. Good stuff. So coming up in September. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in today, you guys.
No problem. Good. Thanks, Phil, for having
and
us.
And Phil, I just want to mention, all this is on the community calendar, thanks to Todd.
Oh, and I'm going to end with this. There's one other celebrity I forgot to mention that will be at the event. You worked countless hours with that gentleman. Ron Fruit.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
We're going to put our WRCO duo back together.
Oh, that sounds good.
So you guys will be singing at this event.
On a hill far away.
Yeah.
Think, so.
Thanks, Phil.
You bet. That event coming up next Wednesday, September 2nd, 5 to 8:30 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Thanks to Chris Gerber and Pam Kohlberg for their expertise on the first half of the morning show.